Welcome to the Conscious Code series on the Embody Me podcast. I am your host, Crystal Renee, and I guide you on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment through a captivating exploration of the profound energies embedded in each human design gate. In this series, we dive into the very fabric of your unique essence as we align with the shifting frequencies of the sun transiting through each gate every 6 days. In each episode, we'll unravel the mysteries surrounding the current gate, from the overall energy that envelops us to the shadows casting their subtle influence. We'll leave no facet untouched. But this isn't just about introspection, it's about application. How can you harness these energies in your brand and business? How can you navigate the shadows and embrace the gifts within? We're not just exploring here. We're empowering you to step into and embody your highest timeline. So whether you're a seasoned human design enthusiast or just stepping into this cosmic journey, join us for insightful breakdowns, contemplative questions, and practical tips to embody the full frequency of each gate. Are you ready to unlock the wisdom within and embrace the conscious codes that live within you? It's time to journey together, align with your fullest potential, and embody all of who you came here to be. Hello, welcome to the Conscious Code series on the Embody Me podcast. Today I'm switching things up. One, because it's the new year, and two, because my higher self has been telling me to move into this direction for a while now. So I'm listening. And ever since I listened, I've noticed that I'm getting amazing results. And I'm going to continue to go in this direction, which is branding and marketing, using human design as your messaging guide to make sure that you are embodying all of your authentic self in your brand, in your business, so that you have a brand that actually feels like you on a soul level, and so that you show up in your brand, in your business, in your most authentic form, and therefore attracting and magnetizing all of the aligned people, opportunities, and desires to you. Simply by being all of who you are and repelling those who are not meant to work with you from you, to ensure that you are not attracting people who are not aligned with you while you are embodying your full authentic frequency. You are naturally magnetizing every aligned desire, opportunity, and person to you. It's like you don't even have to manifest anymore because everything that is meant for you will come to you when you are embodying all of who you truly are, the authentic version of you. And then creating a brand and a business based on exactly who you are on a soul level. Making sure that you are attracting the right people to whatever it is that you're creating. So that's what you're going to be seeing from me on this podcast, on my Instagram, my TikTok. Actually, my TikTok's kind of like random. So if you catch me over there, there's a lot of other stuff that I include. But all of my material, all of my messaging, everything is going to be geared towards conscious creators who want to create a business and brand based on their human design, based on their authentic self, based on their soul blueprint. So stay tuned for that. I am creating a program. It will be a group program about creating a brand that feels like you. It's called the Soul Embodied Brand, and that will be coming up soon. I will be making a wait list for it. So that'll probably be in the next episodes. Stay tuned for that. And then, of course, with the Conscious Code series, I'm going to go a lot deeper into how you can use each human design gate in your brand, in your business, how you can use your gifts in your business if you have each gate active. in your chart. So another thing I have to mention is that I got a little carried away last time I was recording and completely forgot to record gate 58, which is what I'm doing today in this episode. I recorded gate 38 instead of gate 58. And I didn't realize it until, you know, I basically got ahead of myself because gate 38 is obviously the next gate. But yeah, just to kind of give you guys a heads up, that's what happened. Okay, so let's get into gate 58. Gate 58 is the seeker of bliss. And it's referred to the gate of vitality, the gate of aliveness, or the gate of joy in human design. And it is in the root center, and it's going towards the spleen through the channel of judgment via gate 18. In the gene keys, it's referred to as from stress to bliss. And the shadow is dissatisfaction, which stirs internal turmoil and unease, provoking a relentless quest for external sources of joy, which often leads to further stress and discontent. So you're just constantly feeling dissatisfied in life because you're seeking joy and you can't find it. So in the repressive nature, where you are more introverted, this can show up as not having any type of feeling whatsoever. You'd end your own existence because of your dissatisfaction with nature. You only have the ability to react to it. There is no repressive nature to this specific gate. It's saying that there's only a reactive nature, because if you repress this dissatisfaction or this discontentment, then you no longer are even living. The reactive nature is interfering, which expresses itself through interfering with the natural flow of nature. So we occasionally taste the experience of joy, and then we crave it, and then we're constantly trying to recreate it by interfering with life. Now, if you know anybody that has addictions to any type of substance, this really reminds me in the shadow aspect of an addictive personality, where you get that hit, you experience that high dopamine that the drug of choice provides to you. And when it goes away, you're constantly seeking it, and you will do anything, things that aren't so moral, in order to feel that again. So in the shadow, you're always seeking joy outside of yourself, and you feel restless and unease because you're not aligned with your inner self. You might experience, you know, deep feelings of restlessness or a feeling of being pulled away from the present moment because you're dissatisfied. And this comes from a lack of fulfillment, indicating that there is a deep absence of joy in your life or within you. And you're always trying to improve things, and you get overwhelmed because of that. It's like your mind can become obsessed with self-improvement, and you're constantly seeking ways to find joy, which can paradoxically move you further away from it. It reminds me of the tug and pull of manifestation or desperation. Anytime we're desperate for something, we only push it further away from us. But when we finally surrender and let go of that desperation, and we tell ourselves that we'll be fine without it, that's when it comes. That's when it manifests in our life. In the shadow, you know, you also become overly focused on a perfect future. And it's based on the belief that certain actions or achievements will bring happiness. And this keeps you from experiencing joy in the present moment now. Amazing things could be going on around you, but you're so focused on what could happen in your future that you're not even living in the joy that's all around you. And this continuous search for joy can really exhaust you, and it can misdirect you and cause you to feel defeated or lost. And it really is that desperate energy, and it can turn people away because of the desperate energy the shadow lives in. But in your gift, which is vitality, you actually enjoy being of service to others, and you harness the innate life force and channel it towards purposeful and harmonious actions. And through genuine service, you find a deeper sense of joy and fulfillment, reconnecting with the inherent vitality present within you. So the more you serve others, the more you find that you can connect with the joy that you're seeking out so desperately. And when you're embodied in your gift, you have this innate joy and vitality that exudes from your aura. And it's like a natural zest for life. You embrace every moment with enthusiasm and positivity. And that joy is contagious. You actually uplift others around you when you're in this state of being. And you serve others from a place of authenticity. Your drive to serve doesn't come from a place of ego or obligation, but from a genuine desire to uplift and contribute to the greater good, which obviously when you, you know, what you put out into the world, you receive more of. So if you're delivering joy to others, serving others from a heart filled with joy, you're going to receive that joy in return. And you're resilient and you trust in life. You trust life's processes. You know that challenges and windfalls are just, you know, things that you'll eventually get over. You know how to navigate life's ups and downs with grace. And you possess the capability to channel your joy and vitality into mastering skills and crafts, refining them through joyful practice and repetition. And you're very empowered in the present moment in your gift, because you recognize that the future is not something that is in your control. So you make the decision to thrive in the present moment, which leads you to a quieter mind and a deeper harmony with your surroundings. And then you know how to celebrate life. You know how to balance between receiving and giving, and you enjoy the dance of life, the ebb and flow of things, and then celebrating every experience, big or small, is very important to you. It feeds the loop of joy that lives within you. And in your gift, you are a catalyst for energetic flow, because your presence and efforts can trigger increased energy flow, especially coming from the root, the pressure of the root center. You have the capacity to heal or structure or enhance the efficacy of the systems and ventures that you're a part of. And through your quest to seek joy, in your gift aspect, you actually cultivate this inner stillness and presence, which draws deeper and deeper into the present moment, radiating that bliss and that joy that lives within you. And of course, in your highest state of frequency, the siddhic state, it is bliss in the gene keys. And it states here that this transcends the limitations of mind and external distractions, immersing one in a state of boundless ecstasy, which arises from the deep presence, where awareness is universally unfocused and pure joy radiates effortlessly. So you're literally in a state of pure bliss, regardless of what is going on around you. This gate is in the Capricorn and Sagittarius cusp in tropical astrology, but in Vedic astrology, it is in the Sagittarius sign. And I really do feel like it has the Sagittarius quality, because I always felt like Sagittarius is this really happy-go-lucky sign that is always seeking higher, you know, ground or higher understanding or truth, and of course, seeking joy. So this makes a lot of sense to me, that, you know, you go from complete unfulfillment to bliss in the present moment. In your shadow, you're always, you know, thinking about the future and what you could experience, the joy that you could create, instead of realizing that you can experience that joy right here, right now, in the present moment, by simply being of service to those who align with you. So you can ask yourself, what can you do today to be more of service in order to bring more of that joy into your system so that you can feed that loop of joy within you? So here are some contemplative questions that you can ask yourself. How dependent on outside things am I to experience joy and happiness? How much am I looking outside of myself in order to feel joy? And how can I make space in my life to experience the full range of emotions so that the joy becomes that much sweeter? And in what ways can I cultivate joy and happiness with my thoughts, beliefs, intentional feelings, and actions? And here are some tips that you can use to further embody the gift of joy and bliss and embrace the shadow of dissatisfaction. The first one is to recognize that your feelings of dissatisfaction can be a catalyst for growth. Use them as a prompt to explore areas of your life that may need attention or change. Surround yourself with positive influences and environments because joy is often contagious, so being around others who exude happiness can help uplift your own spirits. And explore avenues of service that align with your passions. Helping others can be a direct path to experiencing joy and vitality in your own life. And I have a couple clients that actually have this as their conscious sun, and it really does describe exactly who they are as people, and it's such a beautiful gate. I'm so happy to be able to share the energies of this gate with you. And until the next time the sun transits into the next human design gate. Love you guys. And that concludes another enlightening journey through the cosmic realm of human design gates and gene keys. I hope you've enjoyed decoding the conscious code with me, uncovering the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Remember, these powerful insights are not just meant to be heard, but also embraced and embodied in your everyday life. Allow the wisdom of the gates and gene keys to guide you, to ignite your purpose, and to empower you on your unique path of self-discovery and self-mastery. I want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for joining me on this cosmic exploration. Your presence and curiosity fuel my passion for uncovering the mysteries of the universe. And I invite you to continue exploring and integrating the wisdom you've gained from the conscious code. As the sun continues its celestial dance through the gates and gene keys, remember that you too are part of this magnificent cosmic tapestry. Embrace your unique design, honor your path, and let the conscious code guide you to live a life of purpose, authenticity, and self-empowerment. Until our next cosmic rendezvous, keep shining your light, embracing your truth, and living as a conscious co-creator of your reality. Thank you for being a part of the conscious code.